This is from the new album that didn't come out. jump all over the place. We usually try to do some stuff from the new album. This next thing's from, this is an old one. This is from the first time. This is the first thing Matt Griffin got a hold of and played on FUV. Before we finished the album, we got a little demo and played. Thank you.
Thank you.
song's kind of a cross between Sid Barrett and Moody Blues. It's called Summer's Day. Anyway, we did the Pirate Bowl at Gramercy Theater, and they were really nice to us, and filled up the place. It was really a blast. We had trapeze people, we had four different bands come out and play. They were all us. But so we're going to do it again this year. And a week before that, we're doing it in London. There's one person here who came from the Rhythm Festival, so it's from England. We just played the Rhythm Festival. And so we're going to go do Extraterrestrial Hillbilly Pirate in London on the 21st, and then we do it at Grand Solar Amphitheater through the Hillbilly Pirate Ball at the Gramercy Theater in New York City on the 30th. So those of you who have kids, you can still take your kids out for Halloween. It's just mischief night. Just lock them to the, you know, lock them to the posts so they don't run on mischief night and go to the city. And so that's happening. And we're selling tickets for it now. If you want to buy tickets on the break, we're still selling for $25. If you buy them online, you know, they add like 10, 15, the tip and all that stuff. You can just get them for $25 on the back. It's going to be a blast. So that's all I'm going to say. So I'm going off for a minute. This is, we think we're going to release the album at this Pirate Ball. If we can get it done, so we're going to do that. And this one, it all came to the fact that the next song is from that album, and I just went and saw it. This is Tink's favorite song from the new album. It's called Windows. Bye.
that's it. Thank you very much. We didn't finish the album in time for Falconry, which many of you know. So we wouldn't let everybody hang, we did three albums for Falconry instead of doing all we were supposed to do. So we released three new albums. One is it's the Falcon Ridge Dance Man, if anybody's been in that. That's an insane adventure. Anyway, we released a live Falcon Ridge Dance Man. We released an album called The Circus Does Dylan. And then an EP of the new album that plays five songs off the new album before they come out. So you can get those back here if you want on a break. And really what I was trying to say is this is something we did on The Circus Does Dylan album. Because when I was 12, is this a folk crowd? Because if it's a folk crowd, it's supposed to talk a lot between songs. If it's a rock crowd, it's going to just segue. Kind of a rock crowd, kind of a flop. It's the first Dylan song that I ever heard. This is, when I was a kid, I thought I was Dylan. Right around the time when Dylan thought he was Woody Guthrie. It was confusing for me because then he became Dylan and I was kind of lost for a number of years. I didn't know who else he was Dylan now. I couldn't do that. So this is a Dylan song.
All the good people.
This one, I think, this might be the oldest circus song we did. This is kind of an ancient Murphy song. And even though it was on the first album, it was on the Good Thief album, we recorded it years before.
We recorded it in our previous lives.
And this is one of those songs that the ghosts, a lot of times I feel like the ghosts write songs because they come down completely and you start hearing the music in your head and it's got lyrics attached to it. This is one of those ones. Called It's Already Broken.
Thank you.
wrote this song to kind of make fun of the record industry at the particular time and what they do to people. Not just in an age of paper. Well, that's the record industry is abstract. So, this is how.
Yeah.
everybody in? This is Daisies.
All in life. All in life. All in life.
Tony bought the Hank Williams album, and when he listened to it, he said, hey, that's not at all the way we play the song. It's got different lyrics and everything to it. It's got a different shape. And then I realized, now I learned it from my father, and my father rewrote the song. So we're going to play my father's version. In the Hank Williams song, some fella's in love with this girl, and this, you know, kind of city slicky guy comes along and steals his girlfriend away. And in the Hank Williams song, the guy jumps in the river and doesn't come up that way, drowns himself, he dies. In the song I always knew from my father, you know, the guy's in love with the girl, and the city slicker guy comes along and takes his girlfriend, and the guy goes out and buys a shotgun and does what he's for the guy. So that's the version that I know. It's called Long Gone Lonesome Blues. met Darrell Williams. Darrell Williams. Is she here? When we first met Darrell, and Darrell said, "Oh, that's my favorite. I love that song." She has. It's called "Song of the Wind." That's the song of the revolution. I realize Dar's just a kid, you know. She really, it's a kid song. All it's about is a kid, you know. It's about being a kid and not being trapped up in the world, you know. All that stuff trapped up. Anyway, I was happy to hear that she liked it.
Let's see.
information out about the Pirate Ball next week. We haven't officially made the announcement yet. So just, you know, stay in touch with us. That's a, you know, want to know that.
Thank you.
he has not been sleeping much. He's been working on the album, so I say let's give him a big hand.
Thank you.
bass player ran forward and played his bass. They were doing so really fast, kind of chugging him off. He jumped up on the monitor, and his cord was too short. And he just went, whack, and I thought, you know, I never want to be in a band that's cool, because if you trip, you look very stupid. That's the first time.
Thank you.